What's up, everybody? How y'all doing? This is Brandon, and I'm just a light-skinned guy that loves to talk about sports. And today, I want to talk a little bit about fantasy football. It's actually week 13 in the NFL, and I'm just going to give a little fantasy advice to everybody. I know some teams are fighting for the playoffs, or some playoffs may have started. So I just wanted to give y'all a little tip, just what I think, you know, just in case anybody needs some advice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you every position. I'm going to go QB, running back, wide receiver, tight end. And I'm going to actually say who I like, love, or who I hate this week coming up in their matchups. So the first position I'm going to focus in on is, of course, the quarterback position. And this week I actually got maybe four quarterbacks who I actually hate. I do not like the matchup headed this week for them. And number one, the quarterback I hate the most this week. I hate to sound so negative, but it's Cam Newton. He's coming off back-to-back weeks where he didn't complete less than 50% of his passes, and he's actually going to Seattle. You can see why I hate him this week coming up. Another quarterback is Blake Bortles. He's actually 13th in standard leagues, but this week he's actually playing Denver, who has actually allowed the 6th fewest points per drive. So if I'm a Blake Bortles owner, I will not be starting him this week, especially since they're playing Denver secondary. No, sir. I would stay far away from Blake Bortles. And another quarterback who I would stay far away from is Ryan Tannehill. He's actually playing Baltimore, and they have allowed the fewest points per drive to opposing offenses. So I'm staying away from Tannehill. I know they're hot. I know they won 6 straight, but I'm just not feeling Ryan this week. And Russell Wilson, man, damn, what is wrong with that dude this year? I don't know what it is. Somebody need to call Future or something, bro, but damn. But now, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm just not starting him just because. And every time the Panthers and Seahawks actually face each other, it's always relatively a low-scoring game. You know, somewhere towards 12-9, 13-16. So I'm going to stay away from that matchup altogether. All right. And now I'm going to give you a quarterback who I actually like this weekend. I like this matchup. I'm going with Tyrod Taylor of the Buffalo Bills. He's going against Oakland. And Oakland has allowed the 10th most fantasy points per drive against opposing quarterbacks. So if you have Tyrod Taylor, he's more of a QB1, QB2 for this weekend. So go ahead and put him in your lineup, man. I think he's going to make some points for you this week. I actually love this quarterback right here. No, it's not the basic Aaron Rodgers, the Drew Breeses, the Tom Brady's. No, it's not him. But I love Colin Kaepernick this weekend. Yes, I said Colin Kaepernick. He's coming off 5 straight weeks where he's actually completed 200 yards passing and at least 1 touchdown. And he plays against the Bears this week. I love that matchup. If you have, you know, Ryan Tannehill or somebody who I actually hated, go ahead and start Colin Kaepernick instead. He's going to pay dividends. Okay, I'm going to switch over to the running back position. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go love, like, hate this time. So, running back who I love this week is LeSean McCoy, man. I love this matchup for him. He's playing against the Raiders, and the Raiders have allowed the most rushing yards per carry in the AFC. That's a no-brainer. I'm starting LeSean McCoy. Another running back who I like this week is Le'Veon Bell. I love Le'Veon Bell this week. He is 2nd with 26 touches per game. So the more touches he get, the more productive he's going to be. He actually plays against my Giants, and I hope he doesn't have a great game. But, hey, that's Le'Veon Bell. Some things you just can't control. And another running back, a running back who I actually hate this weekend, I'm going to say Jay Ajayi. Same thing with Tannehill. I know they're 6 and, you know, they won 6 straight, but they're playing at Baltimore. And Baltimore has allowed the fewest yards per carry in the AFC. against running back. So if I'm a Ajayi owner, I'm a little hesitant to start him this week. So I'm going to switch positions. I'm going to go to the wide receivers. And a receiver who I love this week, man, it's Mike Evans, bro. This dude here, he is elite. Did y'all see what he did last week against Seattle? Man, come on, bro. That dude, he's actually playing against San Diego this weekend. And San Diego's secondary is just trash. I'm going to just be honest with you. So if he did that against the Seahawks, why not start him? The Seahawks are pretty elite. And now he's playing against the Chargers. So I'm starting Mike Evans. I don't care. For the rest of the year, I'm starting Mike Evans. All right, another wide receiver that I like. I like Odell this weekend against Pittsburgh. Man, Pittsburgh's secondary is weak as well. So I believe Odell will do work. He will be the Odell of old. So I see him getting at least 10 to 15 fantasy points. And a wide receiver that I would stay away from, I actually hate his matchup this week, is Allen Hurns. First of all, he's actually injured. He has a bum hamstring, and he's playing against Denver's secondary. And I'll stay away from Allen Hurns. He's just not wide receiver 1, 2, or 3 value this week. So the next position I'm going to tackle is the tight end position. I'm going to start with hate. This tight end I actually hate this week. It's Greg Olsen. Since week 7, he has not gone over 52 yards. Come on, man. And he's playing the Legion of Boom. Stand away from Greg Olsen. I know he's probably the number one rated tight end in the league, but just not this week. I'm sorry. I don't like him. So, another tight end that I like, a tight end that I like for this week, it's actually Jimmy Graham. It's crazy. Jimmy Graham, I like his matchup this weekend. He pretty much knows the Carolina Panthers being the fact that he was in the division so long. And he just has the Panthers number. He know how to get open in those zones. So I expect him to have a big week. And a tight end that I actually love this weekend. I love Travis Kelce against the Atlanta Falcons. He's coming off a career high last week versus Denver in targets. He actually had 8 receptions. And Atlanta gives up the 5th most fantasy points versus tight ends. So if you got Travis Kelce, man, start that boy immediately because he's going to do work and it's actually going to pay dividends for you. So I got a couple waiver wire pickups I want y'all to pick up. If you haven't already, I'm going to go position by position first. If these guys are available in your league, I want y'all to go pick them up. All right, the QB position. Go ahead and pick up Alex Smith, man, if you don't have any options. And like I said earlier, Colin Kaepernick. He's actually been a pleasant surprise. So look out for those 2 quarterbacks on the wire. 2 running backs that I think everybody should go pick up. Rob Kelly from the Washington Redskins. He's a quality starter. He's had at least 14 carries since he became the starter. So go ahead and pick him up. And Bilal Powell, go ahead and pick him up from the Jets, man. He's been doing work too. 3 wide receivers that I think everybody should go after in free agency. 1 is Kenny Britt. I actually picked him up a couple weeks ago, and I started him last week versus the Saints. And he got in the end zone. He got me 13 fantasy points. So go ahead and pick up Kenny Britt. Another receiver people should watch out for is Sammy Watkins. He, like I said, they're playing against the Raiders. The Raiders defense love to give up fantasy points against receivers, so go ahead and pick up Sammy. And Marquise Lee. Marquise Lee from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's actually averaging in PPR leagues 10.5 points per game in PPR leagues. And with the injury to Allen Hurns, I think he's a solid pick for this week. You can go ahead and slide him in as a flex. He might get you 10.5 points. So go ahead and get Marquise Lee. And for the tight end spot, I like Kyle Randolph tonight against the Dallas Cowboys. He's capable of getting you double digits. So that's my fantasy focus for today. And we'll see if my predictions are right. Y'all let me know. Y'all tell me what you think about the podcast this week. And like I said, this is Brandon. I'm just a light-skinned guy that love to talk about sports.